Previously on 2 Past Midnight.
You make your way through the buildings and you're past the initial parts of the barricade. But as you're going along, you can start hearing the distance. You're just like rumble sound. And up ahead, you see this tank. Roll me a recon roll.
Oh man, you've done so good so far. This is
no successes.
Would you like to push that roll?
I would like to push this roll.
I'm going to throw up. Come on, this is not good. Oh, come on, Kyle.
No successes.
We see Lieutenant trip and fall, and we see the turret start to turn. So the tank had pulled up, the turret was turning, LT had fallen in the middle of the street, the rest of you all were hiding in various places, and LT, the cannons start to turn in your direction. What do you do?
Scramble through the window.
Through a window?
Isn't that where we went? Weren't we?
We were in a house.
You had been going through a house, through streets, crossing over, like you had been moving along. You went through a house, and then you're not still in the house.
In my head, we were still in the house, or
no, like what I thought too.
Bombed out area.
No,
of the
you had
house.
Been moving.
Okay.
Down across streets and shit like that.
Gotcha.
Yep. So you scramble to try to find cover. Basically, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay. So you scramble to find cover, and you crawl behind a pile of some rubble or something, and the tank turns, points down the road where you all are hiding, and you hear some people talking in Polish, just barely over top of the engine rumble of the tank, and it turns, keeps driving.
I absolutely hate you. You mean you left that tank hanging over my head for a week now?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I did.
Ah!
Because you guys got no successes, they got no successes. I interpret that as they don't notice you, whether you succeed or not.
That seems fair.
Yeah. I gave them every opportunity, and they did not do it.
Well, it's like if it's a passive role, I give that, like, both failures of both to the active rollers. So, yeah. Like, they weren't going to notice you regardless for some reason. So.
The tank's like a T-Rex that only sets motion. We're all frozen.
Valentine stops and waits for the tank to pass. And when LT gets up and gets back into his place, he waits till it's safe, walks over to the lieutenant, and gets uncomfortably close to him and puts his mouth right next to his ear and says, "If you do not stay quiet, I will fucking kill you myself." And then he steps back, looks at him, slaps him on the shoulder, kind of smiles, and goes back to leading them.
Okay. All right, I'll get it together. I look at the little girl for support.
She shakes her head.
You're on your own, bud.
Shakes her head and puts her finger in front of her lips like shh.
I glare just a little bit.
So what are we doing? What are you guys doing? What's your plan now?
Continuing to sneak through the city.
Okay. All right. So the area you have been in was in ruins. This little 200 meter hex that you're in now. Someone roll me I haven't been doing this and I should have been. Survival.
I mean, I guess that's on me since I'm leading the way.
You're not it.
I got a 5.
Just 1 5?
Yeah.
Do you want to push that roll?
Sure. And I got a 4.
What are you rolling?
Survival.
You're supposed to be leading us.
Why are we letting him lead?
I got you guys past the minefield.
Yeah, I guess, but I didn't realize we were rolling that.
do I also get a bonus because I live here?
Heck, I got a C and a C. That's better than whatever he's rolling.
You would get a bonus, like, quote, map, end quote.
Oh, all right.
So plus one, we'll say.
Okay. In that case, I'll just roll the D6. That's a 2, and for the push, that's a 6.
There you go. One success. All right. So which way are you trying to go, Jeremy?
Does he have a hideout?
Sure. Let's say it's...
I don't even care what hex it is, but that's where he's going.
Okay. Roll me a D6.
Okay. And?
What'd you get?
Oh, just one D6? All right.
A D6.
That's a 4.
And roll me another D6.
And that's a 3.
Okay. Now roll me another D6.
Okay. That's a 1.
Okay. Then I know where it is. Your hideout is here.
No! That is fucking awesome. Right next to the bridge across the Vistula.
Yeah.
Right near the bunker. Fucking perfect. Of course it would be near the bunker.
Yep. Yep.
Fucking of course it's by the bunker. So I can keep eyes on Zhuko.
That font is way too big. Way too small.
Come on, Goldilocks.
There we go.
What bunker are you referencing?
You remember that place we were taking the crates to before we got blown up?
Hmm.
That's it.
It's a place called The Bunker. That's where you were headed. All right. So, yeah. So, that's where your hideout is. All right. So, who's acting as your scout again?
Murph.
No. I mean...
Murph was number 2 behind you for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do... I think so. If Murph aids me, I have an A and an A.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Okay.
What negatives am I taking?
It's nighttime, so -2.
Okay.
And you're in urban terrain? I don't think that matters for the travel hex stuff. Hold on. Yeah, just -2.
Okay, perfect. So...
B and a B.
Yep, B and a B. That is 2 successes.
Okay. So describe to me what this looks like. How you guys are going through. Because you went from one area of ruin into another area that's more ruin. It's not really built up. That's what those splats on the map are.
Explodey parts?
Yeah.
They're all blown up.
Ruins.
So Valentin, he's going front, and he's not really checking a 6. He'll look back every once in a while to make sure that someone's there. But it's not his main concern. He's looking around, checking the entire area, and he's picking his way through this rubble, and he's trying to pick the most circuitous route to stay off of the main highways and in the main sight lines to just make sure that he's staying away from the gangs, because he knows we don't have the numbers right now to take on 15, 20 guys.
As y'all are going along, you see 4 of the Polish guard, so the red armbands, and they're walking along. What do you want to do?
Valentin ducks down behind some rubble and waves down without even looking backwards. He just waves his arm down.
All right.
Murph turns and just repeats the motion.
Yep, same. Grabs the little girl.
Mm-hmm. Josiah, would you like to attempt to hide?
Yes.
Okay.
What's hiding?
Recon.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
the same thing it's been for the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah, that terrible roll. Yeah, let me go ahead and
keep hoping. Oh, yeah. You remember when Valentin was like, don't fuck it up, I'll kill you myself? That one.
Not a success. 4.
How many? What'd you get?
I got a 4.
You got a 4?
A 4.
I think he's only rolling a D6, right?
I'm rolling a B, a D10.
Ah.
2 successes.
Oh. On your pushed roll?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah, all right. So 2 successes.
Hopefully these aren't Spetsnaz guys.
Probably are.
All right, so you see them, the group of the 4 of them, and they're kind of talking as they're walking along, smoking cigarettes, but they're going through the same rubble area, like they're looking for people and just, you know, checking it out, like they're doing a patrol, and they kind of continue on. Don't seem to have noticed you all, but you're there for about 10, 15 minutes while you're waiting for them to pass by. That's my way of being like, you lose a stretch hiding from them.
Yeah, that's fair.
And what's your next move?
So once they're gone, Valentin just gets up and starts heading towards the railroad tracks.
Okay.
I guess we're moving again.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. I look at the little girl again. Shrug.
Valentin, roll me a recon roll.
A recon?
Yep. -2.
That is a 10 and a 3, so 2 successes.
10 and a 3, 2 successes?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're going along, and you see a building. For some reason, you hadn't noticed it before. Like, maybe you hadn't walked down this street, but it seems relatively untouched. But, like, the front door is just, like, wide open. It looks dodgy, though. Actually, it does say it's near collapse, but...
So it's not untouched.
Not untouched. Yeah, it looks like it's... let me rephrase that. So you see a building. It looks a little dodgy, but, like, the door's open, and you can kind of make out, like, there's stuff in there, but you don't see any movement, like, through windows or anything like that. But it does look a little dodgy.
He looks down and he checks his watch and he kind of sees how much time they have for the rest of the evening, and he does a little bit of calculation in his head and he weighs it and he goes towards the door.
Okay. You guys could scrounge here if you want.
Yeah.
So it would be a scrounging roll from whoever you want to do the scrounging roll. And I'll say that it can be assisted by a couple people.
All right. Murphy, Lieutenant, go in and see if you can find anything you can bring with us. We will need everything we can get. I have not seen this place before. It looks like it has not been picked over. I will stay out here. The little girl can go check too, I think. She can fit in smaller places, smaller hands, you know.
She stays with me. She stays out here. There ain't no reason for a kid to be climbing around in that. That thing looks like it's about to tip over.
Fine. She stays here. Keep your eyes peeled. Keep her close. All right. Find whatever you can get and bring it with us, okay?
Be on your toes. I'll go first and clear the doors in the room.
I'll try not to fall down.
All right, Murph, roll me a recon roll. At a -2.
Survival. It's scrounging.
I know what I'm saying.
Oh.
GM.
I'm sorry.
I have to re-roll that.
Was it too bad? Was it a 1 and a...
No, it was 2...
He's kidding.
It was 2 successes.
Was it a 1 and a 2?
But I did it as a... No, it was a 7 and a 6, but... I didn't do the -2.
Gotcha.
I will push that roll. That is a...
Is it a pushable roll?
3 and a 5. Is it pushable?
No.
Okay, then. No successes.
No successes at all? All right.
We walk on it.
Roll me a survival roll. And then also roll me a d6.
Survival get a plus from me?
Yeah, you'll get a plus one from Kyle.
Survival roll, no successes.
Let's push.
Yeah, this is pushable.
I will push it. One success.
One failure.
And a failure.
One stress.
Okay. So you're going to take a point of stress from this scrounging, but you also need to roll me a d6.
Empathy?
We'll get to that. Hold on. Roll me a d6.
Three.
I'm about to get punched.
Okay. So you do find some stuff, but something happens where you take a point of stress. Roll empathy.
What am I rooting for here? I can't remember.
Chris does not fail.
Success.
You want a six. A six on the die.
I got a five.
Okay. So he goes into a violent rampage in this place for some reason. Before we go that far, let's roll me percentile three times. That's what the D6 was for. It wasn't a landmine or a booby trap.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought it was.
I know. That's why I said it that way.
Like, oh, shit.
No, D6 rolls on the scrounging table.
54.
Oh, okay.
62.
I'm hoping something here will be cool for why it sends Murph into a violent rampage, much like the lipstick thing.
28.
Roll me another D6.
One.
Okay. All right, so this is what you find. Kind of an interesting, weird combination. You find a lady's hat. You find one DVD movie. And you find an electric guitar. So, what about that do you think might...
The movie is The Notebook, and you're so mad.
I've got it. No, on the electric guitar, there's a sticker.
It's a cross.
And the sticker is a crucifix.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a good call.
And it just like, bam, like in his head, you see that and you just start getting flashes of.
More flaming crosses? You gotta be fucking kidding me. And he.
Keep it down.
And he starts smashing the guitar on the ground, like over the head.
Look here, Green Day. We don't have time for this.
Yeah, he's not listening to you. These fucking crosses all everywhere I fucking go. Cross, fuck this. And just slamming the guitar and like the Who.
I'm out. Out.
Like this is Pete Townsend going to town on a guitar.
What is happening in there?
I don't know. The Shining in there is just going crazy. And I get it that we were looking at a guitar we found. There's a DVD I picked up, and then all of a sudden he's screaming at me. What is... You know him. What is going on with him?
He ain't been right for a while. This world does some things to some people.
Yeah, things, yeah, it's great, but he's going to get killed if he doesn't shut up.
Here, watch the girl. I'll try and talk to him.
So we see Murph still smashing the guitar. It's just like hanging on by the strings, and it's just like the body's flinging these, like hitting it like it's a mace, right? Like on the ground. And we see the shadow of Emmett come walking into the room.
Murph, you gotta cut this crap out.
Look at this fucking shit. You won't believe this. Even the fucking guitar. Look at the guitar. Even the fucking guitar has a flaming cross on it.
It's a sticker. Get your crap together.
I can't take this fucking shit. This fucking place and these fucking burning crosses. No more of this fucking shit. All I see is those fucking bodies burning on the crosses.
Emmett's gonna grab Murph one-handed on each side of his face and go, "You wanna talk about burnt bodies? You wanna talk about burnt bodies? You're the reason I've got a burnt body. Get your crap together. We've got work to do. You've got to pull yourself together, soldier. You are going to get everyone killed, including yourself, if you keep doing this. I've got to be able to count on you. You're the last man I've got to count on in this world.
You can count on me to kill our enemies.
I can't count on you right now not to become our enemies.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're becoming a liability.
This shit just sets me off. I can't control it.
We panned outside. I put the lady's hat on the little girl. Give a big smile.
You put the lady's hat on what?
The little girl.
Oh. What is on DVD? Is that Speed? I love that movie.
That's Speed 2.
Speed 2, the boat? No good. No good.
Yeah, it made a lot more sense. I mean, the thing about the bus is it had to stick to a road. With the boat, it just goes anywhere. It's crazy. You just do circles.
I thought it was going to be Red Dawn, and that's what was going to set me off.
I mean, Sandra Bullock's a national treasure.
My guess was Deer Hunter.
Oh, shit.
Or Dr. Strangelove.
That one might be too dated for a DVD.
I had it on DVD. Yeah.
In Poland, though?
Yes, in Poland. I had it in Poland.
There's a very strong market for bootlegs.
The Polish people love Kubrick.
Yeah. They love Kubrick in Poland. It's like Hasselhoff in Germany.
I don't know, but it's a thing.
we can't verify that.
If we have any listeners in Poland, tell us what American celebrities you like.
Yeah, the two we had left, and now we have none.
All right, so Murph and Emmett come out of the whatever fucking store had an electric guitar, a lady's hat, and a copy of Speed 2.
Pawn shop.
Emmett, I hate this fucking place. Death would be a respite. I welcome it.
Well, you keep acting the way you're acting, you're going to welcome it for all of us.
I just want to take some of these fuckers down with me.
That's fine. I understand that. I get that. But the people you're going to take down with you are me, LT out there, that little girl. Those are who you're going to take down.
I'll do my best.
That's all I've ever asked for.
Something about them crosses, man.
I get it. I've been through it. It takes a lot. I'm not asking for you to be perfect, but I got to be able to count on you. And I can't have you being the biggest liability in this party. I'm leaving that up to Valentine out there. Because he'll probably kill all of us before look at us, so.
Well, maybe he'll get lucky. He'll wind me up like a top and set me off on a killing spree.
And like I said, as long as we're not caught up in the shitstorm tornado you're getting ready to unleash, that's all I'm asking for. Can I count on you?
Like I said, I'll do my best.
All right, well then let's keep moving.
Let me see Emmett and Murph coming out of the store.
Anything left of the guitar? I kind of grab it. Can we count it for one electronic part?
Like Animal House, he hands him the neck of the guitar with the strings hanging off.
Yeah, there's like a humbuckler just like dangling off of it.
I swear, Belushi, I'm glad we didn't find anything worth anything.
Is there any kind of bonus you could get to turn that into, you know, some wire?
Like a garrote?
That's exactly...
Out of a guitar strings.
I want to keep one of the guitar strings.
No.
Okay.
Can we fluff keep the guitar string?
Sure.
Okay, so no bonus, but it's got fluff.
You're going to make me make up rules now for, like, fucking grappling shit. Yeah, you know what? Fine. You can get a group. I'm fine with that.
So, am I able to make a club out of the scrap or just electronic parts out of the scrap?
I mean, the problem
is trash.
Yeah, no, it's smashed. It's broken.
I fling it.
It is not even a reliable club anymore. Yep, one electronic part out of it.
Deal. Perfect.
Yeah, never mind. I don't keep the guitar string. I do hand you the fucking neck of it. Like, ah. Here, you want this fucking thing?
I quickly pull out the pickups and stuff and some of the electronics.
Mm-hmm. All right, so continuing south along the railroad tracks?
That is correct.
All right. Somebody roll me recon.
Yep, I'm on it. One success.
Okay. Yep, I mean, it's pretty quiet. It's a city at night, so.
As we're going along, I tap Emmett on the shoulder. Does that happen a lot with him?
No, he's good.
I wasn't sure. I mean, when it happened during the riots, it kind of made sense and it was useful, but we were just in a fucking building and for some odd reason he started taking it out on the building. I don't quite get it.
He's straight, all right? I'll vouch for him.
Okay. I didn't know if it was something I need to look out for, but all right, if you say so.
So as you guys are going along, it's pretty quiet. You're going along the road tracks. Occasionally you'll see people walking down the street. But I mean, it's middle of the fucking night. So you see people, but they don't seem to necessarily like even look your direction for the most part. It's just people going about their whatever business they're doing. They seem to not be paying you any mind for the most part. And for about 20 minutes or so, you guys are going along and nobody seems to pay any mind to you as you're going down these railroad tracks. Roll me a survival or recon roll, whoever's keeping watch.
Yep.
Negative two still.
I got a 7 and a 1.
Okay. As you're going along, you get to that main road you were talking about. You come up on that and you see that there's kind of an impromptu checkpoint set up there by the Polish Guard. Like, it's not one of the normal checkpoints that you know of. It's just like an impromptu one set up. But they do move sometimes, but this is one you hadn't seen before because you know that usually they're around the actual Old Town. Like, that whole area green around Old Town, like, that's kind of the way in. And any of the main where you can actually go through that they don't have barricaded off have checkpoints.
That makes sense.
But this area is usually there's not a checkpoint there. But you come across one, you see one there, and it has a BTR-70 and like, you see like 4 Polish guard there.
Here, we need to go around. If they catch you, that you will be kicked out or worse.
All right, so that's going to be a recon roll and a survival roll to go around. And you're basically going to lose a hex to do it.
Is it lowest recon?
Yes, lowest.
Okay.
But you're going to get a +1 on that low, whoever has the lowest.
Okay.
Kyle.
Oh, man. Does Kyle have the lowest?
Yes.
He does, yeah.
We've established this already.
Through all this crap.
Murph. You want to roll survival with... can I aid him in his survival?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
All right, so...
Which one do you want first?
Give me the survival first.
Are there any negatives to it?
Nope.
3 successes.
Okay.
Nice.
Followed up by... No successes.
Do you want to push that roll? And you gave yourself a +1, right?
I gave myself a +1. Although I will push. 1 success.
Okay. Now let me roll their recon to see if they noticed you. Okay, so tell me what this looks like. Y'all trying to sneak around this checkpoint.
Valentine goes, here, this crossroad, here. We'll take it to the right.
Steady and slow. I'll make sure that these guys don't make any noise.
All right.
This isn't what I pictured there would be. I thought there'd be more people out here.
It's the middle of the night.
He goes.
In case I failed, I was making noise to justify why I failed.
He, you know, turns to the pack and he's like, "There's a checkpoint up ahead. We're going around. Stay quiet."
Oh, okay.
In the background here.
Move slow and quiet. We are in no rush whatsoever.
You can hear them talking in the background in Polish.
but nobody here speaks Polish. Except for V.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Valentine does.
Jeremy, they're having random bullshit conversations.
Yeah. They're talking about,
Yeah.
Whatever.
Some girl that they met at the club or, you know.
Of course.
Whatever. All right.
I would just like to say how absolutely nerve-wracking every single hex is going through the actual city.
Good times, right?
You should try being the weakest link that has to not get seen. It's horrifying.
I normally am. I can't believe that you're weaker than I am at this point. Me and the little girl have the same recon, and you're worse than that.
The other fun thing about this is we've had encounter cards that have not gone because they were daytime ones, like this one right here. So
nice.
I was like, oh, that's a daytime one. Oh, this one's a daytime one. There's a little moon symbol on them when it's can be nighttime.
Mm. Mm. We're basically just lucking out right now.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Don't jinx it.
I know.
We're still not anywhere yet, so we're not somewhere, so let's keep moving.
We're 50% of the way.
All right, survival roll.
Yep, stand by.
And then a recon roll from whoever's reconning.
So am I survival, your recon?
Yeah, you're survival, I'm recon. I got those confused. I got one success for the recon.
No successes for survival. Is that pushable?
Yes.
One success.
Okay. All right, so you guys are going along this main road, kind of following it south. Jeremy, up ahead, you see a truck that's been blown up and kind of in the middle of the road. It's all blackened, charred.
Don't get too close to the truck. Keep your eyes out for any other mines. And he continues on.
Is this like fresh?
Maybe about a day. Might have been earlier in the day or something, but it's kind of like off on the, like been pushed off to the side of the road.
Keep distance from truck. Just follow my lead. Follow behind me.
All right, come on, let's keep moving.
Continuing down the road. And we, for a moment, pause, and the camera pans over, and we see a sleeveless Adidas shirt. A purple one.
It was a sleeveless Nike shirt and purple Adidas pants.
Purple Adidas pants.
I thought it was one sleeve.
He took the other sleeve off.
That's right.
Man, that's cruel, but good.
And y'all continue on. It was that hex, dude. And
100%. Sort of
was. Yeah. What was I supposed to do? You literally just went through the hex. Recon roll and survival roll again.
Yep.
One success and a one.
Was that a pushed one or just a normal one?
Just a normal one.
Okay.
Valentine got a one and a three, but because we're so close in this area, he's going to push it.
You can't push it for the recon roll. It's passive.
Oh, it's passive. That's right. Shit. All right.
But yeah, you are close. So you're going down and you come around the corner of like on that main road and you see a little apartment complex, right? And it's all surrounded by barbed wire and you can see people like kind of standing there and they're like watching you as you walk by. Where are you going?
We are going to the club.
The bunker? Is that what you're...
Yeah, I'm implying the bunker.
Oh, okay.
Without expressly saying it.
Okay. Okay, well, keep walking. Keep walking.
Yeah, we're on our way.
And as you keep going by, you notice that, like, whatever it is that seems like they're guarding something, they were just, like, iffy about you guys even going by here. Like, they just didn't even, like... you guys walking by, so like maybe you glanced over and were like just looking at it for a second and they got all super defensive about just looking in that direction. And roll me another survival and recon.
One success on survival.
One success on recon.
All right. And last bit, recon, survival.
One success.
Survival, okay.
And one success for recon.
Jeremy, do you notice a gang that you've seen in the area, and they look like they're out kind of patrolling, and you know that they kind of do this sort of thing in the area to shake people down for payment, like extortion, to just walk through here safely.
How many?
About 12 people.
Oh, that's too many. Here, duck in here. They'll try to extort any kind of payment from us. We'll wait them out.
All right, roll me a recon roll. The lowest person. We had a plus one.
One failure and I'm not pushing.
Okay. Why not?
Because I would only be rolling the D6.
You still can. I mean, you would just take a point of stress.
Stress.
Or a challenge coin.
That's all I've been doing is flinging challenge coins, and they've never worked out.
But it's on the D10.
No, it's...
You're such a hoarder.
Fine, I'll use a challenge coin on a walkabout. All right, I will push the roll. One success. I got one success.
So tell me what this looks like. Why do you think he has to push this roll to hide?
So he's walking along, and he's just flicking the little girl in the hat and just messing with her a little bit, and he's not paying a lick of attention to what he's doing, and he comes really close to almost running into like a small street sign off to the side, and he just barely at the last second kind of manages to miss it, but yeah.
The gang seems to not notice you, but you end up losing another stretch, and then you make it to your place, Jeremy. So what does this place look like, Jeremy?
It looks like an old storage locker, but it's boarded up, and it looks like it's been ransacked, and there's spray paint all over it. So it doesn't look... It looks completely trashed. And he goes in through a man door that's boarded up, that looks like it's boarded up, but the boards are actually part of the door. So when he opens the door, the boards just kind of go with it. And inside, it's kind of like a garage, almost, inside. Like, you could park vehicles in there. And there's not too much adornment, but maybe some miscellaneous crates, and there's a couple cots set up, and just miscellaneous junk.
I immediately head over and lay on a cot.
Nice place you got here.
Is shithole, but works.
I wasn't being sarcastic. From what we've been used to, this is the Taj Mahal.
As we come into this place, Emmett's kind of carrying the little girl who's fallen asleep in the last stretch of it, and he just takes her over and sits her down on the cot.
Mm-hmm. And she snuggles up with her little baby head doll.
She still has the lady's hat on.
It's like tilted over her face like a cowboy.
She just pulled it down.
And she's like laying on her back with her arms crossed, holding the doll. Now you lay her down and she just like whatever position it is you laid her in, she stays in that position. She doesn't even move. So what's everyone going to do? What's your plan? Speaking of which, Jeremy, since you described your hideout as a hidden location, give me a recon roll.
Okay. Any bonus to it?
Plus one.
Plus one? Okay.
Because this is, I'm going to, from now on, treat as, does someone notice it? Like a hidden camp.
That's a 10 and a 6.
Okay, so 3 successes. All right. That's what I need to know. That's actually pretty fucking good.
So Murph says to Valentine, before I, at least, gonna pay this debt to you and kill whoever you want me to kill, I need to rest, I need to eat, and I need a good weapon.
We all need to rest. Get sleep, and then we will figure out the rest of it later.
Fair enough.
So who's going to keep watch?
I'll keep watch for the first shift. Because I don't fucking trust these fuckers.
Okay.
Yeah, Emmett would probably be up for the first one, too, because he's not going to take Valentine at his word not to just kill us all in our sleep.
I've already on my cot, so I'm already passing out.
Okay. So you're sleeping. So the loot that you guys got that wasn't the electric guitar, that's actually worth something. So you can keep that as, like, shit you can sell. So the movie DVDs, there was one of. So it's really worth, like, one round, essentially, is what that one DVD's worth.
One money?
Yeah, one. Because there was only one of them. And the other thing was the lady's hat is worth five. That's actually worth more than the DVD of Speed 2. So
there's a lot that's worth more than the DVD of Speed 2.
That definitely tracks.
It should be. I love that it's Speed 2. Not even the first one.
Well, I said Speed because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why Speed came to mind. And then I was like, oh, right, Keanu Reeves is in that. And it was even funnier.
That? Was it Jason Patrick?
Yeah, it was something like
took
that.
Took over?
All right, so Valentine and Emmett are up. Little girl sleeping in a cot. Lieutenant Bruce is sleeping in a cot. Murph is sleeping in a cot. And roll me a recon roll, Jeremy. Or whoever's on watch. Whoever's got the better of the two on watch.
That's a passive one, right?
Yep.
I got a 2 and a 3.
You don't see shit.
Nope. Not a damn thing.
He seems quiet.
He's preoccupied. He's looking out the windows and through the places that he has surveillance ability through. But he's so busy. He's so concerned about the other people in his hideout that he's not focusing on what's happening outside. He's more concerned with what's happening inside.
Mm-hmm. What's Emmett doing, Ryan?
Emmett would be sitting at the foot of the cot of the little girl because she probably doesn't even take up much more than half of it, and he's just kind of sitting at the edge watching the other ones sleep, just kind of keeping an eye on Valentine. And he just his eyes look heavy, but he's fighting it, staying awake, trying to, you know, he feels obligated to kind of keep an eye on everybody.
So here's a question. Do Valentine and Emmett talk about anything during this period of time?
There is coffee over there.
Is it fresh?
It's instant. Always fresh.
Emmett will make a cup of coffee. Much appreciated. It's been a minute since I've had anything other than some river water.
Oh, the water still comes from the river, but the coffee has been around for some time.
And the rest of the night kind of goes on, unless there's anything in depth y'all talk about. Pretty quiet. You don't notice anything. You don't notice anybody noticing you.
Yep, yep.
And the sun comes up. Someone roll me a d6 for weather.
Yes!
Get it, Kyle.
Boop do 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 5.
Weather remains the same. So, still clear.
Love the new weather music.
Yeah!
Valentine is going to rack out.
Alright, is anyone going to eat and or drink so that they can heal and or relieve stress?
We ate before we left. Remember, I bought the 5 usable rations.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
I wake up. Where'd you get coffee?
Valentine got some instant over there.
That's what I'm talking about. Do you mind?
Drink. You'll need the energy.
Thank you, sir. Not decaf, is it?
Do I look like a monster?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna wander over.
It's terrible. It tastes god-awful. It's stale.
Gone are the days of French vanilla creamer.
Oh, yeah. There's no French vanilla creamer here.
Hey, Norman Bates. You and I doing watch?
Norman Bates. I don't have an Oedipus fetish.
Mm-hmm. Not showering with you.
Yeah, we're on watch. Just don't do anything stupid.
You know me. Sips the coffee.
Actually, nobody knows you.
100%.
It's been like 12 hours.
I see. So the sun comes up, clear skies. You start to see a few more people. Occasionally, you'll see people walk down the street, and you start hearing a little bit more bustle as the morning starts coming in. It's not like, you know, a normal city would be, but it's closer to that than you've experienced in a long time. Like, you'll hear a vehicle go by every once in a while.
I don't like this at all.
Roll me a recon roll. Whichever one of you is the better of the two. Add a plus one.
No successes.
Okay.
Can't push that, right? It's passive.
Yep, that's right.
The windows are super blocked off.
Yeah, they're super blocked off, and his, like, observation holes aren't very good, apparently. Yeah, so you don't notice anything.
Lieutenant Bruce is bugging the crap out of him, just chit-chatting.
Yeah, you're distracting me.
You know what I was teaching in college? I mean, the coffee was bad, but it wasn't this bad. I mean, my goodness. Ugh.
All right, so everyone that was sleeping is going to get back 1 point of damage if they had it, and heal one stress if they had it.
Deal.
Heal 1 point of damage, and then heal 1 point of stress.
Sick.
What I would like to end on is everyone waking up, right? So rest of the day goes on. You guys aren't accosted by anybody, and no one seems to have noticed the place yet. So everybody wakes up. And this was another bit of Adam being a nice referee for once. So, here's my plan. There's a bunch of stuff at Valentine's place, right? Like, he's got random things. So, what I'm going to do is let each one of you... So, it's going to be kind of like Valentine being like, hey, these are the things I have. In the group gear section, I'm going to let each one of you pick a new piece of group gear. So, there you go.
Great. Now I've got some Facebook posts That's to awesome. Take back down about how Adam's a jerk.
No, he's still a jerk.
Yeah. This is me just walking it back a little bit. So, yeah, if you go to the character creation part of it, it's got that list of group gear, which is like a backpack, a bow number? With six arrows. Yeah, it's on page 18 in the physical copy. The PDF is page 20. But you're all old and looking at a physical copy of the book, and so it's on page 20.
I'm not.
Jeremy, it's on page 18 for the physical copy.
I am old, and I am looking at the physical copy.
So is Brian. So is Kyle.
So, random assortment of shit, but these are the things you can choose from.
I don't know how I'm drawing a mental blank on this, but how did I get the bolt-action rifle?
I handed it to you. I went out and got it. Traded my radio.
That's right. With one reload.
So you could use that to get D6 more reloads for it.
What falls under the GPMG?
General Purpose Machine Gun?
Uh-huh.
The 240? It should say on the weapons what they are in the weapons section. And that does not restrict it to NATO or whatever. I would just say not Swedish ones because you're in Poland. So that'd be weird.
Oh, the M60. is a GPMG.
Yep.
So is the 240 Bravo.
Yeah, so is the 240.
Is it?
But dude, please get an M60. Please get an M60 instead. That is so much better, and it would make so much more sense that it's just in this random Russian dude's like storage locker in fucking Krakow.
Well, there's also the PKM.
Nah.
Well, because this even says, although officially replaced in service by the M240B in the early 90s. So it's like the 80s machine gun, which would make sense that he would have it.
Also Vietnam, like it literally could have been like scavenged in Vietnam at some point, brought around some, like that's how it could have ended up here. It could have been like in Vietnam.
That's what I'm going with.
That's amazing, Brian. I'm so happy you're picking the Rambo machine gun.
Would there be some sort of carbine length weapon?
What were the options?
You could go with an LMG.
Or a submachine gun was an option.
That's what
Because what you're thinking about is urban warfare. Submachine gun would work with the urban warfare. Like the, it wouldn't take as many negatives for urban.
Hmm.
Let me look. Yeah. I mean, there are carbine options. It's just, I mean, I don't know if they're in the group gear section as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure. Or if I could just go with a standard AKM or something.
I mean, AKM's going to be assault rifle, though, not carbine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sniper rifle, hunting rifle, blah, blah, blah. I don't see submachine gun as an option for one of the group gear ones. I mean, pistols are good for urban warfare.
I also have the shotgun that's hanging out.
All right, so Brian's getting an M60. Chris was getting ammo? Is that the route you're going, or...?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Roll me a D6 then, Chris, for how many reloads on that rifle you'd have of that 30-06.
Three.
Okay. So now you have four full loads for that.
I think you gave us one reload.
Yeah. Well, when I say one reload, it's not... It's full, and here's another. It's a reload. Like, that means it has one load.
Oh, you're saying it was full, and that's it?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, so, like, when you roll at the beginning of the game for reloads, like, if you roll one, you have one full magazine, and that's it.
Okay.
And I'm just going to take the lever-action hunting rifle.
Okay. Kind of surprised Chris didn't take the sniper rifle.
There was one... And Valentine took it.
Too late.
It's fine. The hunting rifle will do the trick.
It will, yeah.
Actually, now I'm just picturing a sniper team at this point.
With him and Valentine?
Yeah, yeah.
And to be honest with you, it's a little bit more... The hunting rifle's a little bit more... what's the word I'm looking for? Practical?
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, what did you pick then?
SVD-63.
Dragunov, yep.
Yes, sir. And I rolled a 5 on a D6, so 3 reloads.
Nice.
Yep, I got lucky.
And what did you get again, Kyle? The hunting rifle.
Yeah. Do I roll?
A D3. For how many loads you have for it.
So 6 divided by 2.
3.
Rolled a 6, so 3.
Yep. All right. Actually, we know, Brian, you only have one belt.
Yes, it even says that. It says you get
one belt.
There's nothing to... But as Emmett gets the M60 and everything, he starts getting it put together the way he likes it and is kind of checking it over. He writes Psalms 25:6. Down the side of the barrel, which is, forgive my failures as a young man and overlook the sins of my immaturity. Give me grace.